It's Tuesday, June 10, 2025.
Poor air quality warnings have been posted in the upper Midwest, advising people with heart or lung disease, older adults, and pregnant people to limit outdoor activities.
Wildfire smoke from Canada may be more toxic than usual. Natural gas-fired stoves increase cancer risks, new study finds. Plus, Oregon woman sues Big Oil for its role in deadly 2021 extreme heat wave.
You go, Oregon woman. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
A very public breakup between the richest man in the world, Elon Musk, and arguably the most powerful.
Elon Musk is wasting no time pushing back. He said, without me, Trump would have lost the election.
Woo! This isn't about policy anymore. This is getting personal. This is Elon saying, I made you. And like everything else I make, I can blow you up.
This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, another bad and early wildfire season in Canada, now affecting the U.S. as usual.
Oh, yes, it is. More than 200 wildfires are blazing across central and western Canada, half of which are out of control because the terrain is too difficult for fire crews to access. The fires have burned more than 6,000 square miles so far, the second largest on record for this time of year. The smoke is creating hazardous air quality, of course, in Canada, but also across the upper U.S., and it's even reaching Europe. Public health experts are warning that wildfire smoke is more toxic than people realize. It contains tiny particles that can travel deep into the lungs or enter the bloodstream when inhaled. But the smoke from Canada may be more toxic than usual, containing pollutants from Canada's decades of mining in its forests that left behind elevated levels of toxic metals in soils and waterways, which studies show are carried aloft in the smoke.
Really?
Worse, wildfire smoke is also causing indoor air pollution at higher rates than previously known. The first global study of indoor air pollution from wildfires calculates that toxic wildfire pollution infiltrates the homes of 1 billion people a year. They found wildfire smoke is harmful even when windows and doors are closed.
Oh, Canada.
The researchers say indoor air pollution from wildfires can be reduced with air purifiers, but the costs are often too high in poorer nations. In an interview with PBS, meteorologist Matthew Cappucci emphasized the risk.
If I were in North Dakota right now, I'd be turning off my air conditioning and only circulating the air inside my home. Anything folks can do to eliminate essentially outside air coming in is what I would really recommend. We hate to say it, but those N95 masks from the COVID era could come in handy because, once again, the smoke is made up of these fine little particulates that you don't want to be breathing in.
Well, I knew something good would come of COVID.
Ironically, the wildfires are curtailing crude oil production in the province of Alberta. About 7% of the country's overall tar sands oil production is offline because of the fires, according to Reuters. Ironic because Canada's tar sands emissions contribute to man-made global warming, which in turn is intensifying the very wildfires that are now curbing oil production.
They can't drill for the oil because of the wildfires that they help start.
Yeah.
Nice.
Also harming indoor air pollution are gas stoves. A new study from Stanford University finds that gas-burning stoves increase the chances of getting cancer, with the risk for children nearly double the risk for adults.
Really?
The study confirms previous research finding that gas stoves emit benzene, a carcinogen also found in secondhand cigarette smoke, even when the cooking appliances are turned off.
Mm.
In the courts, an Oregon woman is suing major oil and gas companies over the tragic death of her elderly mother, who died of heat stroke during the historic heat wave in the Pacific Northwest in 2021. The lawsuit claims wrongful death, citing numerous investigations revealing that the oil industry spent decades and hundreds of millions of dollars to deceive the public that burning their product causes dangerous climate change impacts, like intensifying extreme heat waves. It is the first time that fossil fuel companies have been sued over the death of an individual caused by man-made climate change. And finally, some weird news. The Trump Administration Environmental Protection Agency in April neglected to publish an annual report on U.S. greenhouse gas emission sources as compiled by the Biden administration. Mm-hmm. So the Environmental Defense Fund got that report via a Freedom of Information Act request. And it turns out U.S. greenhouse gas emissions actually declined in 2023, slightly.
And yet they didn't want to publish that report.
Right. They didn't want you to know about it for some reason.
Because it had to do with climate change, I guess.
I guess.
You can't even speak the words. For much more on all of these stories and to read that report, stop by our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Shut it down. Shut it down.